What is up, guys? Walla J here, and I'm here with my co-host.
Just me.
No, it's not just you, because joining us live via satellite from Seattle, Washington, it is Juan Miguelinho. Say hello to the fans, Miguelinho.
What's happening?
Oh, God.
Sorry, I was very premature. I'm very sorry about that.
Well, premature is the name of the game in your house. It took you a minute to get the joke, but okay, I got you. I got you.
He comes faster than the jokes.
Sorry. I'm trying to share this stuff. Hold on 1 second. I'm sharing to a group.
How you been, Miggy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just a little beat up from this week of training.
You sound retarded. I don't know why.
Oh, you use the R word.
Man, I listen to Alex Jones. That's probably why.
Oh. Boy, what were you listening to?
Something about frogs and water.
Frogs and water?
Go guess. You never heard about that theory, man?
No. Should I?
Oh, you clearly don't listen to Alex Jones, my dude.
No, that's not a topic that, you know, I care to bring up, so.
Yeah, it's chemicals in the water, which is crazy because it's actually a scientific. It's been scientifically proven, but chemicals in the water are actually turning frogs gay.
So I guess Miggy's been drinking a lot of that water.
Right.
Possibly.
It feels like we're delayed.
A little bit, but that's always normal.
Okay.
So, FYI, oil has been changed.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so. He's watching, so that was the first thing I asked him as soon as I saw his name pop up. Said, you get that oil changed?
Okay.
He said, yes, sir.
Okay,
said,
all right. Cool.
And other weird news, since you were talking about the gate.
You just threw me off. I have something in my head. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Oil change. And I'm like,
okay, yeah.
Who's checking oils?
I know.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Okay, gotcha.
Right. Other weird news of the day is I just read an article. There was a boy over in, I guess it was England or something. Or somewhere over across the pond, highly allergic to like wheat and dairy and gluten and all this other stuff. And a classmate threw cheese on him on his neck, not knowing, and he died.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He had such a severe. Well, I mean, you can't call it idiot because he's allergic, but yeah. So he had such a severe allergic reaction.
Well.
And they didn't administer the EpiPen correctly. I guess there were some major complications, and he died 2 weeks later from a piece of cheese being thrown on his neck.
Wow. I wish I could throw some cheese at somebody and die.
Right.
Would that be murder?
Death by cheese.
I'm going to cut the cheese and murder you. So maybe what's been going on with you? Before we continue, I just want to let the folks know that this episode is brought to you by Sportzilla. Anyway, Miggy, what's going on with you, bro? We haven't had you on the pod in a long time. Man. You're a former co-host, and now you're living it up in some boondock town.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of no fucking where. He doesn't even have Wi-Fi.
No, wiping down showers. And
yeah.
No, I think the excuse for Wi-Fi that I have is just messing up this call, I guess.
What?
I didn't understand what he said.
So I have to do Wi-Fi calling because the signal is really weak here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you at the McDonald's then?
Close.
See, like the jokes are not hitting right away.
Not with him.
that delay is a bitch, man.
Can be.
Yeah, it's because you're high. It's taking you a minute.
Yeah, what's up with you, hippie?
Hey, dude, my employer says no to drugs. Drugs are whack, and I agree with my employer because I left my paycheck.
Because I caught him on BMAX Instagram. He had a real nice, you know, kind of response to one of BMAX posts about the psilocybin mushrooms that just got voted in Colorado.
Oh, that's right. It got approved.
Yeah, it got approved. And Miggy posted something, and I was like, you just want to do drugs, you hippie.
Oh, what did Miggy say on BMAX post?
I have to
pull all it. I got you, man. I got
okay,
you.
Cool.
So what did you say?
To summarize, all I just said is, like, if it doesn't hurt anybody, who cares? It's better than legalize them and fucking people's lives up over a small drug charge, you know, when you could be, like, stopping rapists and murderers.
Perfect, because that's exactly what's going on here in Jacksonville. They put in a bill to decriminalize marijuana. Basically, anything below 20 grams would be basically a citation.
Yeah, like a fine.
City council said, we got bigger problems. Mm-hmm. We need to stop big crime instead of arresting people for having less than fucking 20 grams of marijuana in their pocket.
Yeah, they need to do something with all the burglaries that's been going on. I mean, hell, just the other day, there was a post on our Facebook group. There was kids, 3 o'clock in the morning, prowling the neighborhood and got caught on a couple cameras. They hit a couple couple cars down the road.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Those Ring cameras, bro.
I'm telling you.
They're going to get you. You see, now that they have a network, they speak to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a Ring camera. What? Yeah. Like if you have a Ring camera and your neighbor has a Ring camera and there's something going on, it'll pick it up.
Yeah.
So if they move that way, that other camera is going to activate immediately and catch whoever's, going down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. That's pretty dope.
That's the future.
Yeah.
That's the technology.
It's the neighborhood watch.
Yeah. Well, it's all coming. It's all going to happen. I mean, some of the stuff we've looked at, we've seen.
It's all coming.
Everything's going to be connected.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just not going to be able to get away from anything.
I'm just waiting for that chip to come out so they can put it in my brain.
Well, I don't think that'll be the first. I think the first thing that's going to be, it's going to be contacts. They're already working. DARPA and everybody's already working on like
a contact. They're not going to let everybody have that right away.
No, but I mean,
I don't think we'll see that shit in our lifetime.
You know what would suck?
Yeah, we'll be like 80. You'll be like, I don't want to wear this shit.
Nah, man. So what would suck is if you have this shit and I know you get fucking adware. So you got like a serious ass thing, like someone's wedding, a funeral, a childbirth, and next thing you know, you have like porn pop-ups, dude. It's pretty fucked.
See, I like how the first thing you went to is the porn pop-up. Yeah. Right.
Welcome to Porn Talk with Miguelinho.
Not, vinyl siding.
You can hear it too, like your fucking volume stuck on max. People can hear outside of you and shit. That would suck, man.
Oh, that's right. You normally just turn down the volume so your neighbors don't know that, you're watching that shit.
Right. Soundproof.
Yeah. That's why we need like a studio, like a man cave with soundproofing.
Yeah.
So you could blast it. You could get like the real thing.
Be nice.
Because, the sound is part of it, bro.
Yeah. Kick on with that VR porn.
Chris has already got the goggles. Yeah,
the Suck Machine 4000.
Damn, now you're making it sound bad for like honestly, dude, this sounds horrible for like deaf and blind people that can't feel this experience. Damn.
Exactly.
It's okay because Sherry's got that vibrator that you plug into the wall and then you back into it.
Right.
Oh, shit.
It comes with the crash helmet, gear shifter.
It's got dual clutch.
Yeah, dual clutch.
Paddle shifting.
Yeah, 3-speed
chain. Where is Sherry, that part-timer?
I think this is her off weekend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave her a schedule.
Had to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, she was like, well, when do I come to the podcast? Well, I had to tell her, Miggy. Did you listen to last week's? No.
Of course not.
Not yet, my dude. I'm slacking this week, boy.
Yeah, okay.
Slacking.
So you got what, 2 more years in that hellhole?
Man, at this point, I don't even know. I don't even count anymore.
That's right, Miggy. It's like, I'm training. That's all that matters.
Exactly, my
He's
dude.
Like, I'm going to have a fight soon.
Are you?
Eventually, man. I'm working for it now.
He's trying to get there.
Like, I got a jiu-jitsu tournament next month.
Nice. Was it Naga or something?
Yeah, man.
What did you say?
Nah, Naga. Not even.
Oh, Naga. My bad. Well, he's white and he hates black people, so I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to make sure that I heard that right.
Oh my god!
See what you've missed. Goodness. See what you've missed, Miggy.
See what you don't know is that Miggy got a stripe on his striking belt.
Did you?
Yeah, dude. I got Yeah, totally.
They're giving out stripes for striking now. What are you at, Pat's Karate?
Well, let's just say I may have not promoted myself. Don't tell my coaches. But, making moves, dog.
So he's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, and he's a 2-stripe white belt in striking. So he's catching up to his jiu-jitsu.
Okay. So that's two boards.
Yep, getting there.
Yeah, he broke two boards.
All right. All way to break two boards.
Yeah, man, it's tough stuff, dude.
Oh, I know.
Honestly, the toughest thing was having to go through my Shark Tank with the kids class, man. Those kids almost kicked my ass.
Little bastards.
What was that?
I showed them.
Did you? Did you start heel hooking 8-year-olds?
Rick blocking them too, man.
Nice. Hey, man, equal opportunity. I'm with you on that.
Did you all see that DC and Stipe are going to have the rematch finally?
They're going to run it back?
They're going to run it back.
I think it's going to be more of the same, though.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
I don't want to bet you because I already owe you $5.
That's right.
I owe this motherfucker $5 from last week.
That's right. War Cowboy.
Yeah.
Dying.
But you got to admit, that was a pretty good fight.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I was asleep.
God damn it. This motherfucker.
Hey, I was so confident in my bet. I didn't need to watch
He's like, fight. I don't need to watch this shit. I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah. I don't need to watch it. I know who's going to win. Boom.
Well, DC said that after the fight with Stipe, he wants one more. And he wants that third fight with John Jones.
God, he wants to go out on a loss.
I mean, here's my thing with this. Even if you did win this fight, that would suck. You're retiring at a 1-2 in this series with John Jones.
You imagine that? Let's say he loses his heavyweight title to Stipe. And then he's like, okay, fine. My last fucking fight is going to be to John. And then he loses to John.
Yeah, I want to.
Is that how you want to go out?
Yeah, I want to retire on a 2-loss streak.
But I believe in DC, so I'm going to pick him to win both fights. I bet with my heart, man. I don't bet with my mind.
You said both fights?
Both fights.
Yeah, he said both fights, maybe. Yep.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Yeah, listen, right. I know that the guys from the Nest podcast, you know, Brandon and Zach, they're probably going to have a fit when they listen to this shit. They're going to be like, what the fuck is he smoking? He thinks that John is going to lose to DC. There's no fucking. As soon as they hear this shit, I'm going to start getting the texts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And be like, what the fuck is wrong with
you?
Yeah,
man. That's a weird statement to make, man.
Yeah, because I think
I'm a softie for DC.
No, I'm pretty sure he's good. I mean, I'm pretty confident that he'll beat Stipe. I think it'll be same as last. The Jones is, you know how they've always said that, you know, certain fighters just, you know, have
your,
it out for
your,
the,
your Achilles heel. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just think that's his. Yeah. I don't think DC, unless DC from the get can just shoot a double, get him on the ground and just wrestle fuck him and pound him in the first round or two, that's it. If he lets it go out of the first, Jones is just going to start picking him apart.
So Robert from McDojo is right about that. You know, we want DC to win because he's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And by the way, I don't know if you notice, I am rocking that McDojo hat.
It is.
Swag money.
It is. It's a very nice hat.
Yeah, they're going to confuse us now. They'll be like, God, you're twinsies?
Right?
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm like a 150 more heavier than he is.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's like a foot taller.
Yeah.
And he can kick like 3 feet higher than I can.
Yeah, I mean, I'll kick the shit out of your thigh.
I can't kick past that.
Yeah. Anything past that? Nah, hang it up, Rob. Unless I get up on a stepladder.
Yeah, if you have to get on a stepladder, why do I have to get on? On a plane?
A higher stepladder.
Jesus. But anyway, going back to DC, I want him to win. I want him to go out on top.
I do too.
I want him to...
Stay away from Jones.
I like Stipe too.
I do too.
I want DC to be Stipe. I want it to be a good fight. I don't want it to be like this 30-second shit and just, you know.
Or do like a 9-second like Giovanni's just did.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that dude ate that fucking knee like breakfast.
Yeah. You didn't see that, did you, Miggy?
No, not yet, man. I forgot to look it up.
So Giovanni's had a fight on Island Fights 56, and he was on UFC Fight Pass. Mm-hmm. And bell rings. They throw a couple of punches. Guy shoots on him. And Giovanni's immediately throws a knee and catches it right on the money. Guy goes down. Giovanni's hits him with a couple of punches. Done. I think he was all 9 seconds, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was a 9-second knockout.
And I
savage,
think,
man.
That's got to be like the fastest knockout, at least in the state of Florida. Because I think, what's his name? The guy that trains us, Dillashaw.
Yeah, Bang.
Bang, Bang. Yeah, I think he had like an 8-second knockout.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, and the guy that that beat Houston Alexander, Irwin, something yeah. Irwin.
Michael?
No, it's Irwin.
Oh.
James Irwin. Okay. I think he had an 8-second
okay.
or a 7-second. So he's pretty close.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's still pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, Giovanni's was doing work.
Dude, it was a perfect knee. I mean.
Oh, it was perfect. So beautiful. I must have watched that video like 9 times.
Yeah. I mean, I was a little worried for Giovanni's because of his last fight. I watched his last fight, right. You know, so I was like, man, I hope he does good, yeah. You know, yeah. And it started up. I was like, okay, you didn't even have time to go, okay, he's looking good. No, it was like, okay, oh shit, it's done.
Well, his last fight, he went against Cuba.
Yeah.
And Cuba's a wrestler.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, I think you even said that was going to be a tough fight.
He was controlling the pace, but Giovanni's gave him a hell of a fight.
He did.
You know, it was a great fight. And he was coming off of a 2-fight skid, and this just, it had to have brought him back to like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure. Doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy for him. Yeah. So congratulations to Giovanni on that amazing knee. And going back to Stipe and DC. Again, I like Stipe, but I want DC to win. I saw some of the comments that came through. I couldn't quite read them. What did they say?
Robert was like, but Jones will do a line of coke, hit someone with his car, shoot some PEDs, and then beat DC all the same. Although the next day he will be stripped of the title.
Agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Jones, his MO.
Yeah, this is Jones' MO. I'm going to come out here, I'm going to beat your ass, and then I'm going to get the shit stripped from me.
Oh, man. Well, I hope not, but.
I don't want him to fight him. Just don't. Don't. Fight Stipe. Listen, don't do 2 more fights.
Do one. You got to give him respect because he wants it.
For sure.
You know, he thinks he can beat him. I hope he does. But.
Yo, check this out. I got to piggyback off of Chris. Chris talking about shooting a double on Jones.
Yeah.
I was thinking if he shoots up a picogram, he could probably increase his chances.
Right? That's what DC needs. He needs to get on that picogram program.
No, I don't think DC cares for
he doesn't.
You know, that's not his style.
No,
you know
what I mean? It's not. But I mean, how far is he willing to go?
I mean, you got to change something up, you know?
Yeah. Maybe he needs to start doing some cocaine.
And eat more chicken.
No?
No. It's not going to happen?
Oh, I just got an ESPN alert. UFC is nearing deal on bout between Tony Ferguson and Donald Cerrone for UFC 238 on June 8th.
What the fuck? That's like next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we having breaking news?
Yeah. He just broke it.
The headline just is breaking news, and it said that. Yeah, man.
All right. I'll put my 5 on Cowboy.
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know, man.
Dude, I'm going to ride that train until
until he's derailed.
Even if it derails once, I'll get back on. Yeah. It's Cowboy.
Man, he's tough.
Oh, it is tough. It's going to be a tough fucking fight.
But. Dude, that's going to be a good fight.
For sure. It's going to be a banger. You know those two are going to throw.
Well, I know that Tony and his new management met up with the UFC brass this past week to discuss his return because I guess he's, you know, whatchamacallit, his restraining order expired.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Dana said that he had to be evaluated by UFC doctors before they gave him a fight. Yeah. But, you know, Ferguson went online and said, like, right after the meeting that they offered him a fight, you know, and Miggy's now saying that it's going to be Cowboy.
That'd be good.
I know Cowboy's not going to be happy, though, because after his last fight, Cowboy said that he wanted either Poirier, Khabib, or the super fight with Conor. Well, it's not a super fight because they're, you know, they're not champions, but the mega fight. I guess the money fight.
Yeah, the money fight.
Because that fight with Conor is gonna be the one that brings in the most money.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for?
I was going to ESPN to try to see if they had anything on the front page on it.
Yeah, front page. Betch Cohea does not make weight.
5 fucking pounds,
man. It's 2.5 in each butt cheek. She got a big old booty.
Did you guys see the video of it?
Uh-uh.
So, what? Like, they weigh her, you know, and they read the weight. And then 5 pounds up, she just walks off like nothing happened, man. And then she had to go back on the fucking scale, to, like, you know, the fighter picture or whatever on it.
Yeah.
This is awkward, man.
I haven't seen it because that fight's happening tomorrow in Brazil.
Yep.
That's the Namajunas Andrade, whatever you want to call it, fight. I'm not gonna get that pay per view. To be honest with you, I'm not.
Is it a pay per view or is it a?
No, it is a pay per view. Is it?
It's a pay per view.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like the only fight I remember from that is Thug Rose. There's like one more I was kind of looking forward to. But that's about it.
I like I know, her. But
did you guys hear about the Bellator card?
Who's the main event on that one?
Let me find out again. So I know one thing is a former WWE wrestler, Jack Swagger, has his second fight.
Jack Swagger?
And they got him fighting a dude that looks just like Jack Black.
What?
Shit, it's too funny. You gotta look at the picture of the weigh-ins.
Oh, I did see it. I know what you're talking about. Okay, I did see it.
Dude, that shit's just, it looks like they got a random guy off the street. It looks like they got me. They're like, hey man, you wanna make some money, get your ass beat? Or win? Bring it all down. Yeah, the guy's record's 1-1.
But Jack Swagger's got an actual wrestling background. He's not like a slouch.
I know, but it's just funny as hell, man. Again, it looks like they picked up this dude from Buffalo Wild Wings and said, hey man, you want to make a huge buck? Come on down.
They cook at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, they offered
dude,
him what? Like,
what he looks like. You're like, what the hell?
They offered him what, like $500?
But yeah, man.
Man, that's a
$500 for all that.
What's the card looking like?
It's just Rose. Silva's fighting.
Who?
Anderson.
Oh, okay.
He's fighting.
Oh, that's right. BJ Penn fights tomorrow too.
Yeah, but he's on the undercard.
Yeah, this is the main card. Yep. Main card's Rose is the main. Anderson's the next with going up against Jared Cannonier. Jose Aldo's fighting.
Oh, okay. But he's Volkanovski?
Volkanovski. And okay. Then Thiago Alves is fighting.
Yeah, but Thiago's like 97 years old.
Yeah, he's not even ranked.
I think Big Nog's fighting tomorrow, too.
Who?
If he is, he's on the undercard.
Big Nog?
Oh.
Noguera?
Yeah, Big Nog's on the undercard.
Dude, he's like 307.
It was like a prelim fight, but it got bumped up.
He's like 317 years old. What is he doing still fighting? He should be coaching.
Just trying to make money, I guess.
That's what he needs to do, all that knowledge. It's like, bro, stop fighting. You know? Anyway, going back to what were we talking about before we got sidetracked by Bitch Correa?
So, I got the Bellator card pulled up now to you.
Who's in it?
All right, so we got Michael Chandler versus Patricio Pitbull.
Okay, that's a good
fight.
For
the lightweight world title.
That's a good fight, yep.
Next up, we got Michael Venom Page with Douglas Lima for the welterweight Grand Prix semifinal.
Oh, shit. That's a good fight, too.
Yep.
Yes.
Who else?
Featherweight with AJ McKee and Pat Curran. I'm pretty ignorant with them, but I'm seeing AJ McKee
good.
With a 13-0 record.
Yeah, Pat's got 23-7.
Pat Curran's good. He's from Chicago, black belt. He trains Phillies. Yep,
nice.
What in the shit is this, Jake Hager versus TJ Jones. What?
Yeah, that's
Jack Swagger.
The Buffalo Wild Wings guy.
Holy shit. Bro.
Yeah, man. That's going to be a fun one to watch.
What happens, Alabama backwoods shit is this?
Is it in Alabama?
No, but it should be.
Hey. Don't talk bad about Alabama. There's a lot of good people out in Alabama.
There is, Jesus
Christ. Oh, I want to send a shout out to two people in Alabama, Chuck Mitchell and B-Mac.
And TJ Jones.
They had who's TJ Jones?
This fighter. The neckbeard.
Okay, well, anyway, going back to what I was saying, Chuck Mitchell just got his brown belt from B-Mac, and they had this video out there, and it was pretty amazing. After B-Mac said what he had to say, he gave the floor to Chuck. And Chuck was talking about coming in to train for the first time and how hard it was. And feeling down when he was getting beat up on the daily. But he stuck with it. And look at him now. I met him as a blue. And I mean, I couldn't be prouder of this guy. He's nice. Such a nice guy. And now he's got his brown belt.
Good.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And what were we talking about before that? The card. So yeah, Douglas
I just found
Lima.
More info.
Douglas Lima and MVP and who else is on the card, Mickey?
So we had Jack Swagger and a Buffalo Wild Wings dude.
Oh, okay.
And then the last fight for the main card is Tywon Claxton and James Bennett.
Yeah, never heard of
that. Bennett?
Two featherweights, yeah, man. Yeah. Bennett? Like James Bennett.
James Bennett.
Didn't we train with Bennett?
At one time, I think he memed his way out.
So, yeah, man, I got some news, though, on a B-dub guy. So, man, this dude is a father of six at 29.
Well, listen, I'm gonna say that Swagger wins with a Stone Cold Stunner.
Okay. All right.
Oh, this is an awesome quote. So they asked him what he's going to do if he loses the fight. He says, if I lose, I just go back to the beef plant because he's a beef plant worker.
Okay.
At least he's honest. At least he's honest, man. That's a sub, I guess
they're holding that job for him.
Dude, I mean, this TJ Jones is white as white. I mean, this dude is like white.
Well, one of your peoples.
Nah, bro. He's from the north, the way north. He's like, you think I'm a white walker? At least I got a tan. This dude's picture is shining, bro.
I don't know, man. You're pretty white.
Bro, come on. I work in the sun all day. I ain't that goddamn bright. Now, my ass is white as hell.
All right, show us your ass on camera.
Nah.
Let's see it.
Nah, I don't
believe you.
I don't want y'all to see Miggy's name tattooed on it.
Ah, too funny. I saw also that DC was having issues with Stipe, thinking that he was entitled to the fight. And he said, I don't have to be nice to him. Because I guess Stipe was bugging him on social media about giving him a rematch. DC's like, man, you feel like you entitled or something. Well, you're not entitled to shit.
In a way, I agree with him. But then I think it's always been the professional courtesy that you always, you know, tend to run it back at least once.
Is it in the UFC? When have you seen the UFC run it back?
God.
On anything right away?
Well, champ. With Rose.
Okay, once.
Okay.
One.
Let's see. Who else? Fuck, I can't remember.
TJ had to wait 2 fucking years to get a title shot back.
Now he gets to wait two more.
Now he's going to have to wait another 2.
Have to wait 2 more.
Let's see who else. Chuck didn't get an immediate rematch when he lost his belt to Shogun.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was.
No, they don't run it back, man. Especially if it's a one-sided fight, you know?
True.
You know, when Forrest Griffin beat Rampage for the belt, he didn't get it. He didn't get a shot back. Rashad didn't get a shot when Machida beat him.
True.
You know? Randy Couture didn't get a shot when Brock beat him. So.
Well, Brock got one when he mirror.
Yeah. So that wasn't a championship fight.
Okay. Well, now you're changing the stipulation.
No, no. They typically don't run it back. Okay. It's very rare.
All right.
Who's that? Who's making a comment? I saw something.
Oh, I don't know. Fuck. Rhonda Misha.
Rhonda Misha.
That's what she said.
Who's she?
Rhonda Rousey. Tate.
They didn't run it back right away.
Maybe, I mean, part-timer's the one that said it.
Dude. Not only that.
Yell at her.
First of all, when they first fought, it was in Strikeforce. So.
Okay.
We're talking about the UFC.
Okay.
UFC doesn't run shit back. Oh, that was Sherry?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see who he was.
Oh, yeah. So I said part-timer.
Hey, tell her to drive her kids to wherever they need to go and get her ass to no-gi class. Because that's why she's not here.
Well, she don't need to be typing then if she's driving the right. kids.
Definitely.
Get off the damn phone.
Anyway, so DC was, you know, saying that... that he doesn't feel like he needs to be nice to Stipe because I guess they were cordial before, and now he's like, fuck that guy.
Ah, I don't know. Is he trying?
That really is what he said. He really did say fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, is he trying to play the heel towards the end to just make some more money? Because that seems to be what happens.
I don't think DC Kid could be a heel.
No,
he's such a good guy, man. How could you not like him? Except for the guys from the next podcast. Those guys hate him.
Do they really?
Yeah, they have a phrase. It's called, they always say, DC ain't shit.
Wow.
Wow. It's like they forget who he had to go through to get to Jones the first time, you know?
See, I can't say that DC ain't shit. It's fine if you do. If you
yeah,
don't
well,
like
that's her opinion. It's okay.
That's her opinion.
It's okay.
I'm caught up on Game of Thrones now, so I can start listening to their podcast again.
Why haven't you joined them for one of their episodes? I know Brandon said something about, you know.
Yeah, he did. I've just been busy and haven't even thought about it.
Brandon, he's too busy.
Nah, I mean, legit.
I think he's big timing you right now.
If I was big enough to big time, I would big time, but I'm not.
Well, he's like 275, so he's big.
Yo, no. The hell
what are you weighing now?
260.
260?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was
Yo,
off,
did you guys hear
I was off by 2 pounds. I'm sorry.
You were off by 15.
I'm sorry. I couldn't do my math. What were you saying, Miggy?
Did you guys hear about the next Bare Knuckle event?
Oh, that's with Paulie Maginoli and Artem the Goat Lobov.
The Goat. Yes. In Tampa.
What?
Really?
It's going to be in Tampa?
Yes.
Oh,
it's gonna
bro.
Be in Tampa.
When is it?
I'm about to find out.
Hey, Chris. Do you want to go to that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's Paulie Maginoli, former world champion. He going to beat the Goat.
Yeah, Saturday, June 22nd.
Oh.
June
22nd. We're going to Atlanta to see Coco Diaz on the 8th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I can't because I'm literally Atlanta, Orlando, Atlanta, and then back. So
fuck.
So for that month, 3 of the 4 weekends, I'm traveling.
I may have to talk to my kids and see if they want to go. I'm sure they want to go.
Yeah, man.
Of course.
Chris Lieben's back on the card, too.
Chris Lieben?
What?
Lebed fuck.
Who's he fighting?
I don't know. Last fight I saw him do
the guy
was
named Brendan Ward.
Last time I saw him fight was in the bare knuckle fight.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's back.
The last one too, I thought.
This is what it is. It's bare knuckle fighting.
Oh, is it? I thought it was. Oh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Paulie Maginoli. Yeah,
I can't believe he's actually setting up to do a bare knuckle fight.
Who? Paulie?
Yeah.
Paulie hates fucking Artem and Connor. So, fuck yeah, he gonna do it.
Okay.
He's a former boxing world champion.
Yeah, but you box with pillows on your
bro,
hands.
Bro, he's
different.
He gonna tune that motherfucker up.
Huh? I hope so.
Is what he's gonna do. Lobov is gonna be pretty much dead.
Yeah, but you can't tune up the goat, bro.
He is. Can't. Trust me.
Can't.
You wanna put some money on it? And I bet you 10 this time.
Whoa. Wow. Well, I mean, we're already putting 5 if Cowboy's fighting. So.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to bet on that Cowboy fight.
Oh, okay. You already scared off on the Cowboy bets.
So I don't know, man. It's just, you know, with Tony, he's a different animal, man.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I mean.
He's crazy. Motherfucker got crazy eyes. That's why he wears glasses all the time.
He listens to shit in his walls and stuff like that. So, yeah, maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
But a little bit crazy in the fighting world is okay.
It is, but I think once you cross that bridge of hearing shit in the walls, that's a little rough. That's a hard boat. That's a hard train to get on. I'm like, woo, going for the crazy guy.
Well, what if he was just smoking weed and got a little paranoid?
Okay. Then I give him that.
Like, but, it can happen.
But okay, so hold on. So you're wanting... You wanting Artem's going to lose?
Oh, yeah. Artem's going to get his ass beat.
All right. I'll take 5 on it.
You want, really? You going to put 5 on Artem?
Sure.
$5?
Yes.
$5.
Yes, $5.
Okay. You're not going to come back to me with
a nickel.
Here's your nickel.
Here's your nickel.
No, fuck that.
No, I'll put my 5 on.
I got 5 on it.
Yeah, I'll put 5 on it.
I want to see, what's his name? I want to see Frankie gets the next shot.
Edgar
against Max, because he's been pushing pretty hard for it. You know, he
gave I did see that yesterday.
Yeah, he gave his spot to Brian Ortega when he didn't give his spot. He Max got, you know, had that health problem, and Frankie took on Brian Ortega as a replacement.
Yeah,
and Ortega beat him, so Ortega went on to take Frankie's shot.
Mm-hmm.
So now that Frankie had another fight and he won. So now I believe it's his turn.
Okay.
It's like, cool, you lost that fight. Okay, fine. You know, you squashed that with your last win. Yeah, I think he deserves the next shot. I want to see it. I definitely want to see that fight. I mean, Frankie doesn't have many fights, you know, left in him. You know, he's getting up in age. He has, you know, so many wars in that fucking cage. I think he's like the all-time leader in minutes in the cage. You know, those fights with Gray Maynard, they were brutal too. And he won, you know, both of them. So,
yeah, Miggy, your Ferguson Cowboy is not final yet. Almost final. The contracts.
Yeah, they said it's close. Signed. Yeah, it was close. Final yet, but hopefully it
does happen. You broke fake news. You motherfucker. What is wrong with you?
Well, I mean, they both have the contracts. They just haven't signed them. You are them. Fake news. So,
anyway.
Hopefully it happens.
Well, I don't want to see it happen because I want Cowboy to either fight Poirier for the interim or get Khabib or Connor.
I want to see Cowboy get paid.
All right, Connor. That would be the fight.
I mean, dude, Cowboy's put in the work over the years.
Yeah, but do you think Connor's going to want to fight him?
I don't know who Connor wants to fight. I don't even know. I don't even know if Connor's fight.
If you got a phone, he might fight you.
Mm. True. But I don't even know if Connor's fucking coming back to fight.
Dude, he's making so much money with that fucking whiskey. Why would you come back?
I don't know. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
I'd be like, keep drinking my fucking piss water.
My proper tree.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't talked to anybody that's had it. It's been like, yo, this is so good shit.
But somebody's buying it.
Well, of course they are.
Guys wearing tap out shirts, man.
Yeah.
And affliction, fight kit. Affliction shirts. Yeah,
they're probably drinking it out of their affliction shot glass.
Is affliction still in business?
No. Neither is tap out.
Well, tap out is.
Is tap out?
Uh-huh. They're the official sponsor.
Yeah, man.
Official sponsor of the WWE.
No shit.
Yep.
Wow.
So affliction might still be alive.
Maybe at flea markets.
No. Well, type in affliction.com or affliction clothing. Speaking of Frankie Edgar, he just tweeted. Let's see what he said. Ah. We have other breaking news. Let's see. What is he saying? Frankie Edgar tweets.
He says, I'm sponsored by Affliction MMA. Shout out.
No, he says, hey, blessed MMA. Not once, but twice. We got all dressed up. Took pictures and never got to dance. Everybody knows I put my last opportunity on the line because that's the kind of people we are. Oh.
All right. Affliction's still around.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And they got, there's their.
Probably like $800 t-shirts.
Let's look. Let's see. No arrivals. Look at that. They got Couture as their like model.
Randy Couture?
Yeah.
Well, he's always been an Affliction guy. Yeah.
Fucking $58 for that fucking piece of shit shirt.
Wait, does he still have glitter?
Fucking bedazzled.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
They're going more of that like grunt.
Grunge?
No.
Yeah, grunt style '99.
Yeah, grunt style American, you know, patriotic kind of.
Oh.
Trying to increase their customer base.
Fucking $135 for some shitty ass bedazzled jeans. Get the fuck out of here.
How much? What?
$135 for some fucking Affliction jeans.
Is it just like Levi's with like rhinestones?
Basically. Like I'm wearing that on my ass.
Well, you wouldn't look good in it.
Fuck no. A little skinny leg shit.
That's probably for like rockers and shit.
Yeah, sorry. I'm out.
All right, let me
tell you. I mean, the designs haven't changed much in 20 something years. There's still skulls and Indian skulls and
okay, so
some skulls.
The distressed look.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, for sure.
Let's see.
Here's another skull.
Collection.
So American looking Customs. At it right now, man, they're like, what can we make to sell to people that either are in the military, either like to go to Buffalo Wild Wings and yell when people are on the ground in a UFC fight,
fucking live on Monster Energy drinks. Drive
a big lifted truck. Yes. A lot of Monster Energy.
Everything seems distressed.
It all is. Literally the only thing that changes is the skull.
Hey, they have a jean jacket for $135.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
They got a watch for $145. Another watch for
$193. You know what? I feel like this was some of the shit that was worn at Rockville.
Oh, for sure.
Welcome to Rock.
They're probably one of the official sponsors. Fuck.
I see. Yeah, that's that's not stuff that I want to wear. I mean,
oh, you can even get Affliction rewards if you, you know,
if you're a regular shopper.
Yeah. What?
Well, maybe
I heard for your first level award is the free can of Axe body spray.
The chocolate flavor one.
The product with your hair.
The wax.
The oh, wax. Look, there's another shirt.
No, it's probably Axe Monster collab, to be honest.
I'm sorry for anybody out there that wears Affliction.
Yes, we're laughing at you. We're sorry.
Yeah, I mean, the shirt may look cool when you look at it.
The same energy if you come up to my face.
Yeah,
we'll still laugh.
Yeah, I'm still gonna laugh at your skull and snake with roses T-shirt,
dude. That was so 2008.
It was.
And they're like 3,000 late.
I'm gonna be like, yo, that's a goofy looking shirt for $60. man. I don't know. Maybe honestly, I'm getting man, old.
At that point, I would just wear Ed Hardy.
I didn't really know there was a difference.
Right? It's pretty much the same stuff.
Basically.
But, I mean, shit, let me get some Ed Hardy fight shorts.
But you got to remember that Ed Hardy stuff was based on tattoos from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Still douchey as fuck.
Yeah. Wasn't Ed Hardy a tattoo artist?
No, I don't think he was an artist. Yes, he was. He was an artist. Yeah.
But it was on like the 50s.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just a flash. They're just flash designs. They've been around forever. But God, I never. Anybody, it's one of those things where anytime I saw somebody wearing some Ed Hardy shit, I just immediately was like, oh, you're a fucking ass. Yeah, you're a douche.
Douche.
Just right off the bat. They could have been the nicest person in the world.
A lot of these guys that wear Ed Hardy have like Guy Fieri Fox tits and shit, but they're skinny, named Chet, and they're in a lawnmower company or landscaping business. Sorry, that's the right terminology.
Hey, I gotta apologize to you, Miggy.
What's up?
So, back when you were doing the podcast with us, we had a debate between who was better, Guy Fieri or Bobby Flay. And while Bobby Flay is pretty good, Guy Fieri is just the mayor of Flavortown.
Yeah. Undisputed.
Thank you very much.
Undisputed.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, like, when you were having that discussion, I'm sitting over here like, I can't even believe y'all were fucking discussing this.
Well, Bobby Flay cooks a lot of Southwestern food.
He does.
And I'm a fan, you know, of tacos and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, watching triple D's and triple G's, man,
I can't fuck with Flavortown, bro.
No, you can't. Especially when he's doing that solo show that he does when he's cooking at home in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He puts some food together that I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, dude.
I got to quote the OG real quick, and something Guy Fieri has said multiple times. Okay. It's gangster.
Go ahead.
It didn't go through. I said that's gangster.
Oh, yeah, that's a saying when he eats.
That's a saying, man. Yeah.
That was
saying. I should get that as a tramp stamp.
I thought it was like a phrase. No, it's just a one word.
No, Guy Fieri doesn't come up with phrases. The mayor of Flavortown doesn't come up with phrases. Flavors are cliche.
All right, whatever. Fuck him, then.
Oh, yeah. See, here we go.
Man. Speaking of Brian Ortega, I'm reading something now that he said that he wants a rematch with Max. It's like, bro, take a seat. You lost to him. You're not going to get an immediate title shot.
UFC doesn't run it back like
that's
that.
That's right. They don't. I'll be surprised if they do.
Maybe the UFC of old. The UFC now, if it don't make money, we ain't running it.
Although, I mean, I don't know how much money that Frankie Max Holloway pay-per-view is going to make, but.
They could probably throw something else on there.
Well, you know, like a co-main.
Yeah.
Like put him on the co-main of that card against, you know, maybe the third ranked fighter. Pull up the UFC featherweight rankings and see who's below Ortega. Let's see who's knocking at the door of a title shot too.
All right, who do you want?
Featherweight.
Featherweight?
Yeah.
All right, so you got Holloway. Champ, then you got Jose
Aldo.
Yep,
he's not gonna get a shot. He's already been beaten twice badly.
Then you got Ortega, then Edgar, then Volanovski.
All right, and Volanovski's fighting Aldo.
Yep.
So let's say Volanovski beats Aldo, then I want to see Brian Ortega and Volanovski for that
for the chance to go against Holloway
for the chance to go against the winner of Edgar and Holloway.
Okay.
What do you guys think about that? Yeah. Is that fair enough?
I think so.
Well, let me run that shit. Let me call Dana. Hold on.
Right.
It's not going to happen. He's not going to take my call.
I want to know whenever Colby's going to fight again.
I don't know. He should be in line to fight Kamaru to unify.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, wait, they stripped Colby, though.
Yeah, because he had to have some surgery.
So he never lost the title, the interim.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I mean, it's only fair.
I think so. I mean, do you want to see Woodley Usan again?
Running it back immediately. Not the UFC style.
Yeah, no, and plus, yet. With Woodley, you know the UFC ain't going to be like, yo, no, let us throw you a bone.
No, it's not going to happen because the UFC
Even though he's still ranked one.
The UFC is like
yeah.
Chris White Walker Sharon.
Oh, come on.
They're racist.
Jesus Christ.
They hate black people. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
But see, I love
the UFC does not hate black people.
Now, okay, just looking at everything.
They just hate Tyron Woodley.
Yeah, they just hate Tyron Woodley. That seems to be the fucking division.
The fight to make would be Kamaru Usman in Covington because it would sell the most pay-per-views. Because there is friction between those two guys. You know, you either love Covington or you hate him. You either want to see him win or you want to see him get his ass whooped.
Okay, well, then if you're that, then you do Askren Colby. Because that's the same thing. But you either love or hate Ben. You either love or hate Colby.
Here's the problem. Askren's got his hands full in a three-piece and a soda.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's fighting Masvidal.
Yeah, man.
So, I tell you what,
238?
make Kamaru Covington and then make Masvidal and Askren the co-main, and the winner of Masvidal Askren gets a shot at, you know, either Kamaru or Covington, whoever wins.
Well, I mean, you've still got Dos Anjos in the mix there.
Okay, Dos Anjos. What has he done lately to impress?
Nothing, but I mean, he's three. He's
fucking do. He's not gonna sell that fight. Dos Anjos does barely speaks, you know, good English. I speak better English than he does, and that's hard to like believe.
Okay. But man, that's a hell of a division. God.
Who's below Dos Anjos?
Well, let's see. You got Woodley's one, Colby, Dos Anjos, Masvidal, Askren, Till, Stephen Thompson, Anthony Pettis.
Scratch Till and scratch, what was the other one? I'm sorry, go up.
Till and Thompson?
Yeah. Thompson just got knocked out by Pettis. He's not going to get a title shot.
Which is crazy because he's still ranked above Pettis. So I don't know when they update these rankings. They must not be like live.
And Darren Till just went on a shenanigans spree in the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So he's got to get his house in order first.
But then, I mean, you've got somebody's name I can't even remotely try to pronounce.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say that one, man. I'm looking at the
rankings. Hell no.
I spell it.
I ain't even spelling that motherfucker. It's
Ponzinibbio. There you go.
Ponzinibbio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's close, but.
Ponzinibbio.
There's a lot more B's and a couple more Z's in there.
What was Ponzinibbio's last fight? Who did he beat last?
Fucking find out.
I don't even
know the guy.
Bro.
I'm pulling up. Then you got Lawler, Leon Edwards.
It's not going to be up there because he just lost to Askren.
And then Damian Maya.
Maya had his shot.
Maya's 12. He's
not even top 10.
No, he's not. No, Robbie's the bottom. He's the 10th.
He's the gatekeeper?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
And also, by the way, what's his name? Lawler's got a fight with... Fuck. I forgot the fucking name.
Super important guy.
See, now I got to look it up. God damn it.
Okay. All right,
I got you, man.
See, light heavyweight. Jones is still champion. Cormier's won. I want to see Anthony Smith. I want to see him.
Do what? He just lost to Jones. The fuck's he gonna do?
Did he?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different guy.
He looked like he was trigger shy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yo. Sorry.
What?
I was thinking of somebody.
Wait. Lawler's next fight is Tyron Woodley.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be
June 29th.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So they threw him. They threw him all the way down to the bottom. Yeah, you're out of the top 10. Get out of here, kid.
Yeah. So yeah, he's not going to get. He's not going to be up in the mix. The mix right now is Askren, Masvidal, Covington, and Kumaru. That's the mix right there. Those four guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody under them is just beating each other up like crazy.
Hey.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, you got to scratch your way up.
Yeah.
Fight your way up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you said on the light heavyweight is what?
Jones is champion.
Yeah, Jones, Cormier, Gustafson, Thiago.
You got to remember, though, Jones didn't win the title from DC because he relinquished the belt.
Yeah, which I think was a mistake.
So right now, John Jones is like, you know, basically what DC was when he won the title.
Yeah, basically.
So all the haters, hey, your champion, he's the same. He didn't win it from the champ. But they're going to be like, yeah, but, you know, he never lost the title anyway.
It's all right. Cormier still top pound for pound.
I know. I know. We had that discussion, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he had a...
But see, this makes me wonder now because of when they update these fucking rankings on this website.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they've still got, you know, let's see, who was that? Who did I just see? Usman's down at 7th, under Nunes.
Nunes should be 2, pound for pound.
Really?
Yeah, 2 or 3 at least.
Okay, so number 2 is John Jones.
Fuck him.
Okay. Well,
she's champ.
All right. So you think she's better than Khabib?
Yes.
Cejudo?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I love me some Amanda Nunes.
Okay.
Right. I always, you know, go with my heart. I don't go with my head, you know?
I'm with you on that one.
So Dana actually says that the fight that makes sense for Cerrone is McGregor.
Well, yeah, that's the money
fight. Yes.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. I just pulled up something. And says Dana White says that fight's the one that makes sense.
Well, then make it fucking happen.
Right.
Well, probably when Cowboy said they wanted to fight. Remember, Khabib McGregor said he would be down to do it.
I don't know. McGregor says he's down to fight a bunch of people. He wants Khabib.
Dude, he fought it.
That's what he wants.
Oh, obviously.
Right.
Why does he want Khabib, though? You want to lose again?
I don't know.
You really want to do that?
I mean, I heard that that they were going to make that Nate Diaz McGregor 3.
I don't think Nate's fighting in the UFC again.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think he is.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I think there's just too much bad blood.
With what?
Oh, dude, he fucking hates the UFC. He's talked so much shit about the UFC over the last year.
Yeah, still that's to mean that they're going to throw, you know, that they can't throw him some money and make that fight happen.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I know he wants to box.
Okay, so who would you rather see? You want to see Diaz McGregor or you want to see Cowboy McGregor?
I want to see Cowboy McGregor.
Yes, exactly. And there you go.
And then Nate McGregor.
Okay.
And then Khabib McGregor.
I would rather see.
And then Nunes McGregor.
See, I do think if Conor does come back. And he comes, say he comes back.
He's going to fight Marky Mark.
Well, if he comes back, he fights Cowboy. He loses.
Uh-oh, we're getting a call.
Well, we have Mickey.
What?
He come back to the UFC? Like, if he loses to Cowboy, I mean, does he even come back?
I don't know.
I mean, really? Because the only money fight for him to come back to would be Khabib. I don't see him going, yes, I really want to fight Khabib again. Not only do I want to lose in the ring, I want to potentially, you know, fucking lose outside the ring too. Because trust me, fucking Khabib ain't forgot about none of that shit.
Oh no,
he ain't gonna sweep any of that shit under the rug.
Fuck no.
I mean, fuck. You just called. I think he called McGregor. Said something about his wife. Like, dude, you married a trash bag?
No. I called her a towel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you married a towel, dude,
and a goat.
Oh, fuck.
Called her a goat. Yeah.
Come on. You better do this shit in some like real neutral territory.
Oh, no, we're talking about if they were going to have that fight, he's going to be in Russia.
Yeah, fuck you.
I mean, it's a short flight to from Ireland to Russia.
Yeah, it's a short flight for his casket right back. Dude, he steps foot in fucking Russia. He's gone.
Dude, he would have, like, massive security. Did you see him when he was in Russia?
Who?
Did you see his detail?
Did he have? Well, I mean, he had to have one.
He did.
Nah.
It was like eight guys that
ain't enough.
I mean, I'm not sure I would send an army against those eight guys.
Ain't enough.
Dude.
Dealing with fucking Russians.
Dude.
Not enough.
Dude.
You better double up.
Dude. I think he needs to stop talking shit like that.
Fuck yeah. Sure. If I was him, I'd be like, yo, I want this fight to happen on an island in the middle of the fucking ocean.
In Costa Rica.
Well, yo. Yeah. Aren't they speculating that Khabib might fight at UFC Abu Dhabi?
Oh, that's right. Hold on. Because he said
242. Yeah, it's going to be 242 is going to be out there. And they're thinking Khabib might be on it.
242. Well, that's about the time that he's scheduled to come back from his suspension.
Yep.
And, well, then they're speculating that it'll be Conor.
God, can you imagine what kind of show that's going to be? Fucking UFC in Abu Dhabi.
Who's that commenting?
I don't know. Oh, what? Oh.
What's that?
My wife checking on the order. I told her, I was like, she was going to Publix. So I was like, yo, if you want to get some fried chicken. So she just hit me up. She was like, chicken wings okay?
Because she knows you're in the pod.
Yeah, she knows I'm in the podcast.
Good call.
And she texted me, so.
Guys, because you were not responding.
No, because my phone's not there.
Man, she's smarter than fucking you and me. Combined, so.
Well, that's why I married her.
Yeah. Well, she's I can't smart. Marry her because you already married her.
True. So. And she wouldn't want your kids.
Definitely not. No. Shit, she barely wants yours.
Yeah. She'd be like, what kind of bags do you come with? Like, Squirrel and Blake? No. I'm out. I'm tapping out.
Yeah, but at least they're out of the house.
Are they?
I got grown kids.
Yeah. They're out of the house, but they sure do call a lot. Dad.
Well, they're thinking about putting what's his fucking face on UFC 242 as well, Greg Hardy. And they're going to give him
Chris Cyborg?
No, Walt. God, what's his fucking name? He just had a fight too. God damn it!
The UFC?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull his name up. You know what? Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Walt. They're trying to give him Walt, the wrestler.
There you go. Walt the wrestler.
I can't believe it.
Bob the Builder's Bob cousin. Bob the
Builder. I can't believe I can't fucking remember his last name. And he's like a top contender. Well, okay. Go to the light heavyweight again. Start reading off names.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go back to it. All right. Light heavyweight.
No.
What's his name? Walt?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Heavyweight.
Okay. Heavyweight.
That fucker.
Let me say.
That fucker cannot get down to 205.
Bro, there's no Walter on.
Yeah, I don't see no Walt the wrestler on the fucking
Walt. Maybe the last name's Walt.
Still don't.
Wait,
see
is it gonna be the Iranian guy?
No. Fuck. Fuck it. I forgot his fucking name. It doesn't matter.
Good job. Well, I mean, it does. You were kind of talking him up, but then you know. Yeah, I don't see no Walt.
This motherfucker talking like he's the Michael Jordan of MMA. Fuck out of here.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Craig Hardy. Did you see that?
Oh, that's right. Oh, the fucking idiot.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, well, anyways.
I thought I was going to let that go. You know, that issue that I had with him.
But with Hardy?
Yeah, but nah. I can't.
Nah.
Especially after that.
Nah, brah.
We should do a fight pass, a fight companion that night that he fights and just roast him.
Nah, that's easy.
And then hope that we never see him
ever. If I do, I'll throw my wife in front of me. Like, you're used to hitting women.
I know the one's not gonna be any different. Yeah. You know,
hit her first.
Oh God, sorry. Sorry, Greg Hardy. We apologize for absolutely nothing that we fucking say.
Yeah, I'm all about that path to forgiveness.
I'm still salty over that shit.
Yeah, I am too.
Anyway, fuck him. Moving on. What were we talking about before we got stuck in?
I don't know.
Well, speaking of wife beaters, Rumble.
Is this a new segment?
Rumble Johnson got booked for allegedly.
What?
Allegedly. A battery misdemeanor against his ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
So, here's what he's claiming.
Okay.
He was checked up with this chick,
mm-hmm.
and they got into an argument,
mm-hmm.
and he was packing his shit so mm-hmm. he can go.
Mm-hmm.
She got in his face.
Mm-hmm.
He picked her up
okay.
and put her in another room.
So, he threw her through a door?
No. He said he picked her up.
Okay.
And put her in the room.
Okay. So he threw her through the door.
I believe it was a window.
Okay.
And kept and packed the rest of his shit and left. And he got arrested. Now, being that it's not the first time that or the second time that he's had any issues with battery with ex-girlfriends, it's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, mm-hmm. bro, this is like the third or fourth time. Not only that, you were, you know, I believe he allegedly was stalking one of his ex-girlfriends at one point.
Jesus.
It's like, yeah, bro, you're a big dude. You intimidate women.
Dude, what is it about? Yep. What is it about banging crazy chicks?
I don't know. Or banging crazy guys.
Yeah, crazy chicks make crazy guys.
So, I mean.
Nah, honestly, I take that back.
Maybe this is CTE kicking in.
There you go. That's a good defense. I'd go ahead and start up on that one.
Yeah.
I suffer from CTE.
It's possible.
I didn't know what I was doing when I threw her through the door.
Your Honor, that door was flimsy, and that's why it broke.
With her head. I didn't touch the bitch. The door did.
Yeah. The door did all the damage. I just facilitated her getting into the room that way.
Yeah.
Dude. So,
but there again, why are you getting up in somebody's face?
I mean, he should know though. I mean, don't even touch her.
Yeah, man.
I know.
It's like,
exactly.
you're it's not going to end up well because first of all, you're an MMA fighter or ex MMA fighter.
Yeah, but at least he didn't go fucking, what's his name? War Machine on her.
Oh God.
Oh, yeah, that would have been bad.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He would have killed her.
Well, he'd be under the jail because he black. They would have thrown the book at him.
They threw the book at War Machine too.
Well, he rightfully so. What he did, bro, it was attempted murder.
Yeah, basically.
So,
all I know is that girl can take some dick and some punches.
Wow.
Well, she's a porn star, bro.
I know who her she job. Is. I've seen the videos that you have right there.
Yeah, I've got a big collection of hers.
Let me see, Christy Mack, Dust Dallas.
Basically,
is that a new one?
No, it's old. 2004.
Okay. See?
Pre-assault.
you're fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I am fucked up.
Did you all see TJ Dillashaw's porn mustache?
No.
Oh, man. It's epic.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
It looks like somebody from Super Troopers.
He straight looks like he's out of the 70s, bro.
Whatever, EPO dude.
Well, he also lost his Monster Energy endorsement.
Okay.
Good. Oh, yeah, he did. I forgot about
that. It kind of sucks because, you know, you got Jones who had a hit and run,
mm-hmm.
broke this woman's arm.
Maybe there's some shit in those Monster Energy drinks. That's
what it is. It drives them crazy.
Maybe there's some EPO in that shit.
So
some picograms and some EPOs in Monster.
Jones didn't lose his fucking sponsorship with Monster.
That's crazy.
And here's Dillashaw. I mean, the only thing he heard, maybe himself and his feelings, but, you know.
So you mean to tell me that taking EPO cost you more than literally a dude running his car into a chick, breaking her arm, high on coke, running back.
Getting your money.
Yeah. And running again.
Yeah. Not only that, when McGregor had the bus incident, Monster didn't drop him either.
Wow.
I think TJ's black. And that's why they dropped him. Fucking racist.
Right. Well, let's start that hashtag.
Nah, I'm gonna stay away from that.
I don't want that lawsuit. Yeah.
No, definitely not. I'm just saying it because, you know, I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah, that's a little fucked up.
Because, you know, both Jones and McGregor, they hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ray Borg was out for a little while because glass got in his eye.
Yep.
Michael Chiesa suffered lacerations that he was actually suing Connor for.
Yep.
Both of those guys were out of their fights. And Rose Namajunas was like fucking
PTSD.
Well, yeah, I had like PTSD because of it. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's fucked up.
That's all right. Connor sent him a fucking case of monsters. So, here, I still got a sponsorship. Y'all can have some monsters.
He's like, I got a case and a case of Rapper 3. You snake.
Mix them. He was right on that.
Oh, he did.
I mean, he called that
shot. He did call it, though, yeah.
He called that a long time ago.
Hey, look at him. He's a fucking snake. Be careful.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Cody fucking launched at him.
Jesus.
Oh my God! I bet you he's regretting that shit.
Oh, I bet he is too.
I wonder what's going on with Cody. I haven't seen anything.
I hadn't either.
You know, after
I know his feelings are hurt.
Whose feelings?
Cody, because he thought he was like, "Oh shit, TJ was on that ETO when he fought me." Never mind, he wasn't.
Well, how do you know? They haven't tested that
sample. Yeah, I don't think they've went back that far yet.
No.
Oh, no, wait. I think they did, and that's why they gave him that 2-year.
That's what I'm saying. My feelings would be hurt if I'd have made that damn assumption to the public. I'm like, yo, he probably was positive.
Well, he did bring it up a while back.
Yeah.
So, in one of the press conferences. So, it is possible. Who knows? I mean, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Well, I mean,
the Golden Stitch came out and said that TJ didn't test positive until the Cejudo fight.
Oh, really? Breaking news. Cool.
Yeah, because even Joe Rogan made like a statement about it, but it turned out he was wrong.
Okay.
And he corrected himself.
Well, we are correcting ourselves.
That's what I'm saying, man.
So TJ did not pop back
then. Cody would probably feel bad.
So then why was the punishment so severe, though? Because everybody else gets 1 year.
I don't know.
The first time. This was his first time.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of what
it
was.
I mean, could it be because of the substance they found on him?
So using your own blood.
Yes, it's illegal.
You know, it's worse than using Tyrannobol?
Yes, for sure. Tyrannobol comes from Mexico. That's safe.
Ah. How do you know it comes from Mexico?
I don't know. Mexican supplements.
What the fuck was that?
That was Miggy.
Miggy, what are you doing?
He's shushing.
Trying not to cough on the damn headphone.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Or on the, I'm trying to stop myself. Yeah, they can mute it.
So, if he didn't pop positive for that first one, I'm kind of curious. Why are you giving him, you know, such a lengthy suspension? I mean, you're preventing him from making money. I mean, I get the 1 year.
Yeah.
But if you didn't go back and test those other blood samples, then why are you giving him 2 years? I just don't understand. That's fucking stupid. I mean, Jones got 18 months in his second time. So 24 months is a little bit much.
Yeah.
I just got that report too, Miggy, that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Ferguson Cerrone for June. But again, it's not completely
not official yet.
Not official. Did you all see that Ben Askren had a match with Jordan Burroughs?
Oh, yeah, man.
He lost.
Did you see what Jordan Burroughs said afterwards?
What did he say?
He made a really motivational post, man. Or not motivational, like just a really kind of like respectful to Ben, because he mentioned how I guess he got to train alongside Ben when Ben was an Olympian and he still wasn't up there yet.
Oh, okay.
I guess they were always cool and whatnot.
That's cool.
He was kind of like saying Ben. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, because he was talking about how, you know, with Ben doing the match, it brought more eyes onto wrestling than, you know, normal wrestling would get. Because most of the time, nobody's going to watch normal wrestling. Even though it's fun to watch. I watch it. But
I normally catch like the big championships on ESPN.
Yeah. But so he like mm-hmm. their after press conference, you know, like they were talking to him that he was like calling Ben over, you know, so they both did their kind of their post match interview together. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was just a good it was a good match.
So Ben did not do a roasted thing.
No.
On Burrows.
No.
Boom roasted.
No. No,
he was good. And the 2-year suspension is the maximum sanction for a non-specified substance under the UFC's anti-doping program. So even if he tested once, the maximum they could do was 2 years. So I guess.
But why are you giving him the max right off the bat?
It doesn't say. It just says. So normally
it's a year. Tests.
Well, you know, normally, yeah, it's a year, but they can go up to two. So
that's fucked up.
This time they went to two.
I if I was TJ, I'd be lowering up. I'd be like,
there's
and give him all these fucking examples. Look,
they don't have to though.
They got one, and I fucking get two. That's fucked up.
Yeah, well,
I have to, you know, call bullshit on that one.
Hey man, don't cheat.
Well, I know, you shouldn't, but nevertheless, why are you punishing him harder than everybody else? That's fucked up. Anywho, moving along. Do we have anything else that we want to add?
No.
Did you have any political bullshit that you want? No.
No.
Definitely not. Miggy, anything else you want to add before we break out? This was a full MMA podcast today.
It was. Straight all MMA.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it should be suitable for Sportzilla because our last ones were definitely not suited because they had very little sports in it.
Yeah, very little. I think we said the word sports. That was it.
Yeah. Miggy, any shout outs? Anything that you want to add? You know, you want to send a shout out to your homies? You know, the people that are sponsoring you now that you're a big time fighter and shit?
No, man, but I do got to send a shout out to some homies of mine who coincidentally tend to be a sponsor of our homeboy Squirrel, Chris Crawford.
Okay. Who are they?
I'm going to shout out to my homies at City Rain CBD.
What do they call again? I'm sorry.
Man, it's a lotion. City Rain Co. CBD, sorry. Yeah, City Rain Co. Awesome product, man. Definitely recommend you guys get some. $30 for a bottle that lasts you a little bit. It does amazing things.
So it's a lotion?
I've been using it when I've been banged up, man. Yes, it's a CBD lotion. They even have tinctures.
Oh, okay.
Again, really awesome company, man. You guys should definitely check them out. I use it whenever I'm fucking hurting, man. And it saves my ass.
What do you know their website?
Yes, CT Rainco. I actually have to send it to you. That's cool.
Okay, well, I wanted you to say it on air so people can go and...
Yeah, let me just look it up real quick. How about that?
Okay, you do that. Chris, anything else that you want to add before Miggy...
No. I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah, it was a long fucking week.
Actually, sure. I found it.
Okay, what is it?
It was ctrainco.com.
CT Rainco?
CITY. Rain, R-A-I-N, Co, C-O. Yep, cityrainco.com.
Awesome. Well, guys, if you are in need of some CBD lotion for your aching joints, give them a look, you know, on the website and order some shit. They sponsor our boy Squirrel.
Yeah.
So
check them out, guys. They're made by jiu-jitsu guys for jiu-jitsu guys. Well, for combat sports and for everyone. So definitely check them out, man.
And it doesn't get you high, correct?
He's not getting high. No, it's all topical.
For the there was a pause there for a minute. I was like, right? Oh, shit. Right?
Oh, No. They wouldn't be able to sell it, you know, all 50 states if it were not. So, of course, you know, it's legal, 100% legal.
Gotcha.
So good to go, man.
All right, guys. Well, we have nothing else for you today. Hopefully, this was entertaining. And, you know, we actually did talk some combat sports today. We'll catch you next week. Don't hang up, Miggy.
Don't hang up.
Yeah, we got to discuss some shit.
I got you, guys.
All right. Peace, everybody.
Hell yeah.